Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. Lord God Almighty, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things in your law. Open my ears that I may tremble at your word. Open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Prayer of Confession. God my Father, I confess that in my weakness and unbelief I have lived by my own strength rather than by the power of your resurrection. I admit my self-reliance and I turn from it. By your Spirit, so draw my heart to you, so guide my mind, so fill my imagination, so control my will, that I may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you. And then, use me as you will, for your glory and the welfare of your people. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of the Lord from the Old Testament, Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And now we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord from the New Testament, Matthew 5, 1 through 12. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. A prayer of adoration. Lord Jesus, thank you for these words of deep comfort. To the poor, the meek, the hungry, the mournful, you promise blessing and satisfaction. I rejoice in the beauty and wisdom of your words. The word of the Lord from Psalm 15. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. O Lord, help me embrace both sides of the vision this psalm puts forward. On the one hand, I know that I am unworthy to approach you on your holy hill. I don't have clean hands or a pure heart. Even my best efforts to do the right thing are mixed with pride and foolishness. So thank you that you sent Jesus down from your holy hill to walk blamelessly among us, to speak the truth, and to enact the obedience that we cannot. Thank you that his righteousness covers our sins and reconciles us to you. On the other hand, I know that this psalm paints a picture of the kind of life that pleases you. It's not only a mirror to reveal my shortcomings, it's also a map to show me how to walk in holiness. So let me embrace its vision. Today, let me do what is right. Let me speak truth in my heart. Let me not slander with my tongue. Help me do no evil to my neighbor. Help me despise what is vile, honor what is good, and protect those who are poor and vulnerable. Let me do all of this by the grace of my Savior, who died and rose again to free me for a life of joyful obedience. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always, until the day of Christ's return. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.